market. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Yeah, man, listen, I'm sorry. I tried to do something different for my birthday. I guess it got weird.
No, it's okay. It was fine. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And now, here are your hosts, Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell. Jake Kemp.
All right, thank you to Dirk, swim instructor. Thank you to Killer, who can now swim. To Augie, little Augie, Cray Tray. And now here's Mino at 254.
Thank you, Jake. A1 Locksmith and Security brings you Victor.
What the hell was that, Anthony? What the hell was that? What the hell was that?
So joining us now up here in the Dragon Den, the Uge, Dan and Jake, it's Kip and Bodie. We also have the Killer.
The hero.
So. George Jubb Dunham.
Hero.
And then back at our station, we'll dock with Bob and Corby.
Bobby!
Well, at least one of them.
The guy who's always there on time.
Hey there, Bob.
Set your watch by.
That's a good point. I guess I shouldn't be too dismayed with him rolling in 30 seconds after we start every day, should I? He was doing that long before me, wasn't he?
Trouble in paradise.
You feel like there's tension? George, have you noticed that lately?
I have.
Have you?
I didn't say anything until Bob brought it up.
Hi, George.
Hey, Bob.
What up, homie?
Man, we're swimming and partying.
Man, I heard the garage just about got crazy.
Never thought I'd be writing a letter like this.
What so if we did like a...
doing a swimming pit.
We could do like a... there's some famous New York Yankees pitchers who swapped wives back in the early 70s.
Yep.
Back
so
when
famous,
people did that all the time.
We forget their names.
Fritz Peterson.
Yeah.
I remember Rick Manning...
Stole a wife.
Stole
or had a wife stolen.
Mike Kekich.
Yeah. Is it Mickey Kekich or Mike Kekich? One of the two.
Seeing Mike.
Yeah, you're probably right.
See, this is where Mike Reiner would have had this knowledge.
Was he hauled?
It's like earlier today, Bob, I knew you would know why Kylie and Booms broke up.
Yeah, I think Kylie got an opportunity, and that's why they broke up, but I could be wrong. I heard you tell me that, and I was flattered, but my only Kevin Kylie thing would be that I once thought he was so important that I booked him on my show in Lynchburg.
All right.
He was on, like... He did like the NFL on TNT back when they had Sunday nights. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, now I'm being booked by his co-host. His
Man,
former co-host.
What a world.
It's all come full circle.
Why are you on so many other radio stations?
I just have a lot to say. And
Big Mac, he's got hot takes.
Only 3 hours isn't enough.
It's true. Hi, George.
Hi, Corby. You enjoying golf?
I am enjoying golf.
Under the Heat Dome?
Right in the middle of the Heat Dome. Yes, sir.
This kid from Dallas is only 3 or 4 back.
Who is it?
Jordan Spieth.
Oh, that kid from Dallas. Well, he's like a grown man.
He's still a kid.
Isn't there a kid from Dallas actually leading?
Ryan Palmer.
Yeah.
Spieth's actually 8 back, George.
What happened?
He's plus 1 through 12 today.
That triple on 11
may have
done him in.
He has a few squares on his scorecard.
He just reported he was 2 under.
Well,
I did
what's
not.
The lead now?
And he'll probably be back, but
mine's
it's a
9.
Bit of a, it's a, bit of
mine's
a 9. Roller coaster.
Hang on.
You know Jordan.
Not over yet.
You know Jordan.
Why
still under par.
Why is George against Ryan Palmer, though?
I'm not.
It's weird.
That's great. I love Ryan Palmer.
I remember the quote that Spieth could run circles around Ryan Palmer in his sleep. It's weird.
Did you say that, George?
15 he could.
Did you know Ryan Palmer, UNT?
Is he?
Is he really?
I thought he was...
No.
He started there.
I thought he was an Aggie.
It says UNT and A&M.
Yeah.
I don't know the order.
He played 1 year at UNT, then transferred to A&M for 3, it looks like.
Ooh, boy,
he got to
that.
See
I
UNT.
Didn't realize he was
did you ever see UNT's golf team, George?
I walked on for 3 days.
There's a fumble on the play.
I hear Don January walked out there and said, get off my golf course.
And I was told to walk off by Don January.
Yep, you know? It happens.
See what Jennifer Palmer looks like.
So today is...
Do your segment.
So today is Friday, July 17th, 199th day of the year, 167 days remain in 2020.
Do your little segment, Dan.
I got work to do over here.
Let's see. On this date in 1975, a Soviet spacecraft and an Apollo spaceship docked in the first link-up of its kind between the two superpowers.
So that was the first incident of docking?
Internationally.
International docking.
International docking. Mm-hmm. It was a new day.
Progressive.
A good day, Evan. This day... Let's see. In 1914, Giants outfielder Red Murray caught a fly ball that ended a 21-inning game.
Man.
Right after he caught it, he was hit by lightning and knocked unconscious.
Oh.
Held onto the ball, they won the game. Hmm. Another note from that game is it was a 21-inning game. Pittsburgh's Babe Adams went the distance without yielding a walk, the longest non-walk game in Major League history.
In your athletic prime, could you have played Major League Baseball in 1914?
Me, no. Dan, definitely.
Yeah, Dan would have been home run Baker.
Oh, yeah. Led the league with seven.
Didn't they pitch underhand? Weren't they still pitching underhand back then?
They put it on a tee.
Corby would have pitched all seven.
Yeah.
On this day, dominated. Who broke the WNBA's single-game record for points scored, scoring 53?
Yay!
On this day?
2018.
That girl that played for the Dallas Wings.
Sue Bird.
She did play for the Dallas Wings.
Hold on. More of a woman type.
We can do this.
That woman.
The one from England?
Yes.
Cambridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cambridge.
England?
That's for the fan to decide.
She was at least born in... London. England, I think.
Yes, does she have an accent?
Little known third world country, England.
They don't have any professional basketball players over here, not a one.
I think they're by New Zealand somewhere.
I think she's seen England and
South.
She's seen France.
I think she's technically Australian, born in London.
Perhaps that we could see her.
Okay, you can't be technically Australian if you're born in London. I'm just going to throw that out.
She was born in London and then was very
little. Well, there's no technical about it. If you're born in London, you're English, and you can have dual citizenship, right?
I'm technically a Texan.
No.
Yeah.
No,
like if you got here as fast as he could.
I'd be born here.
If your bloodline, it's your bloodline, really.
Blood, no, it's both.
Wouldn't you say?
Famous weddings on this date. We always enjoy the weddings with the large age gap. This day in 1954, Groucho Marx, comedian Groucho Marx, 63 years old.
Legend.
Married actress Eden Hartford. She's 24.
Damn right.
So very nearly
Corby's
40
joke
years.
Yesterday.
What?
Corby.
What was my joke?
I'm not repeating it.
I don't recall it.
In 1990, Palestinian...
No!
Yes.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, that one.
On this day in 1990, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat...
Wherever you were laughing.
...was 56, married a 27-year-old. That's really weird, because usually leaders of countries don't marry...
They would never.
Do you think he slickly got out of it, George?
Yeah, he... Totally did, and no one really recognized it. But I was like, "Oh my god!"
I was not touching that stove.
Everybody backed away.
God, what a bunch of women that I work with.
We have a big Cumulus birthday today. Happy birthday to Bill Geiger!
Whoa! The great Bill Geiger,
great dude.
Hey guys,
Bill.
Hey,
Bill. How's it going?
Good. How y'all doing?
What are you watching?
Oh, you know this and that.
No, it was. Do you remember the? The most famous one, Corby, was robot fiction stuff.
Yeah. Because Bill's always watching TV in the break room.
Robot fiction stuff.
Robot fiction stuff. I got a story channel. I got a joke for you.
Now, is that the name of the show, or is that just what they're doing?
No, what they were doing.
What's the joke?
One time I went and asked him, I go, "Hey, Bill, what are you watching?" He looked up, he goes, "Hitler."
Oh, okay.
All right.
Is that the joke?
Shout out to Bill.
He's awesome.
Great dude. To have a birthday. Here in the capsule, Bodie. Oh, it is Bodie's birthday.
How do you know the birthday of your dog?
They told us.
Yeah.
Sure. Real birthday?
Real accurate.
Going to have a drive-by birthday?
You don't know your dog's birthday?
Gosh. No, because it doesn't matter. He's celebrating a dog's birthday is a bad move. Yeah,
you know what I know, George?
Jack Kemp is already swearing at your moron dog.
I know the gotcha day of our dogs because we don't know the birthday of our rescue dogs.
Same here. Whenever they're left in a sack to die in Wise County.
Meanwhile, you're driving 8 hours to go to a breeder.
Went into a burning building and pulled it out.
We got him from Paradise, Texas.
Yeah. Not that far from Wise County.
Good basketball program be in the 90s.
Oh, who's this?
I believe tomorrow is also the birthday of one Twiggy.
Yes.
That's why Donovan took 7 days off around her.
It's a massive milestone, I do believe.
In the house.
I hope you guys don't let him off the hook on that.
She has a Ty Walker-type milestone.
A wrap around 7 days off around your wife's birthday.
Donovan's not a millstone. I think he's great.
By the way, Eden Hartford, Groucho Marx's wife.
Yeah.
Hubba hubba, man.
So you're saying one of the biggest celebrities in America at the time was able to...
At like 80, and he got a 24-year-old.
I think he's more saying that nobody in 1950 was attractive.
Well, that's a fact.
Yeah.
And so if she
I
is...
I don't think that's great, but picture yourself in your 60s.
No, I don't think... No.
It's going to be great. I'm going to do it.
No, that's horrible.
I'm waiting for my future wife to be born next year.
And you will die sooner because she's going to drive you crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go pick one out.
She won't get your joke. Yeah, I heard what you said yesterday. Your future wife's not even born yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'll be born in 10 years.
Not until you retire.
No, George is right. You would hate it.
Hate it.
Yeah.
You know me. I'm on team. Let's
in your own
go up. If we're going to go out of it, let's go the other way. Let's go to 50 right now.
This is only big talk by you because you married a girl that's younger than you.
And so it's not big talk for you. When she goes, I'm heading right to the nursing home.
I can't.
You'll be headed to the nursery, and I'll be headed the other way.
Let's see. We have my brother, Brian Merritt. This is from Jason. Brian is 48.
You'll be buying gummies. He'll be getting a...
I think you just went into a tunnel there.
What the hell was that, Anthony?
His leaders are the deep throat informant and my pig.
His cell phone was
My husband John is 30. This is from Hannah. Would like to hear Out of Context Gordo. See, we also have Travis from Galveston. My birthday is Sunday, the 19th.
We need to slow her down sometime.
I think he has it. I think.
We have slowed down Hannah Montana?
I know he has it backward.
IJB and Super Games and Filmcast 64 are my leaders.
Thanks, man.
We have Kristen Jones, my former supervisor from Timothy.
Who?
Leader is Craig Miller.
Mm. Something a little seedy there.
She's a twin, pictured on the left, it says. Why is that so awesome, twins?
Well, what about wishing your former female supervisor a happy birthday? Is that like a work wife situation? Or?
And she requests a Line 4 guy joke on a Friday.
She's got one.
listening... to an elderly hooker plead her case, Judge Smales called a brief recess and retired to his chambers. En route, he bumped into Judge Dredd. Say, Judd, said Judge Smales, what would you give a 63-year-old hooker? Christ, said Judge Dredd, $5 or $6 tops.
All right. Oh, man.
You see, they thought you were talking about the sentencing, really?
But it's kind of a market value joke.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Measuring the wrong thing.
I'm with you.
So, wait.
Other birthdays include...
I'll start again.
Louis Erickson, 35. Bobby Thigpen, 57.
Number 37, Chicago White Sox.
Oh, he was in The Grateful Dead, right, Corby?
No, that's Ron Pigpen.
Oh.
Scott Norwood, 60.
Just a foot away.
Derrick Henry, 26.
Wow.
Where's Derrick Henry?
Very well compensated with a new four-year deal.
Is Derrick Henry threatened by Clay Henry at all?
If you had to have one as the perfect running back.
Probably more threatened by Jared.
What about Clay Jenkins?
Could Derrick Henry beat up Jared?
Jenkins from you.
If Derrick Henry walked into Jared's cell
with one arm tied behind
his back. Hey, it's really important. You gotta wear the mask. We're way behind. I need the governor.
That's not bad.
Every time I hear it, it's like talking to the dog.
Dude, Jim Wacker.
Was it difficult to interview him?
It was.
He sounded so much like him.
Wait a minute. Wait, let's back up, George. Did you just say it sounds like a subdued Jim Wacker?
Is that out of date enough for you?
My God.
He's been dead for 20 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Bert Lundquist
he had coached
80.
Here around here in
Jim Wacker's
30
been...
years.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah.
Wow.
Who, Vern Lundquist? No, I think
sorry
he's still
to his family.
Yeah.
My main man, Vern.
Dead in 03.
David Hasselhoff, 68.
But it's kind of like...
Tickets own. We had him on once.
You're sleeping with your daughter.
Kobe and Corey Cotton are 33. Bob?
Oh,
are they the conjoined? They're not conjoined.
George, I heard this, or I didn't hear this morning. I was very disappointed in Gordo. Marina Oswald, 79.
You're kidding me. He didn't miss that birthday? That's like his ultimate fantasy.
I know.
By the way, George, I found out that I have a loose connection with Marina Oswald.
Okay. Doesn't surprise me.
To the tune of maybe getting her on the air.
No way.
We'll see.
How's that?
Gotta bring Gordo up there when it happens.
Yeah, if it happens, I think I'm gonna pawn her off to you guys. I think it would just fit better.
Oh, I don't know.
You mean the guy who can recite her husband's entire history?
Oh God.
Doesn't he own her bathtub?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask her if she wants her bathtub back.
You want to bathe?
Or just
again?
To bathe in it, yeah.
Yeah. For old time's sake.
With Gordon.
Okay, three actors. Do you know who they are? We all know who they are, but you have to identify them. You might not know them by name. Jason Clark, 51.
I'm looking up Lee Harvey Oswald's bathtub right now. On the
Bob,
internet.
That is Tommy Caffey in Brotherhood.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Oh, man.
Andre Royo is 52.
Gordo owns the address.
Don't answer, Mino.
Dang it.
Okay.
Andre... What?
Thank you, whoever laughed.
Andre Royo, he is Bubbles in The Wire.
Whoa, that's right, Bubs.
Where did we run into him?
Are you close to finishing now?
It was an HBO. Yeah.
7 through season 4.
Wow.
I think Donovan saw him at the Death Star.
Where did we run into him?
Is that true?
We might have a liner.
Usually
we definitely
run into
do.
Celebrities.
I thought it was a fight, but maybe...
But I think it was a fight at the Death Star, is what I'm saying. That Donovan attended.
He was there trying to strip the copper out of the Death Star.
I gotta tell you, I would definitely recommend that place if you were to go for, like, loose metals when no one's watching. I think that's a great idea.
Right. Robert Romanus, 64.
Just one last thing. Identify yourself and say, I never listened to Bob and Dan on the ticket.
Yo, this is Andre Royo, a.k.a. Bubs, and I never listen to the radio except for Bob and Dan on the ticket. That's how it is.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Very nice meeting you, brother. All right.
He should have been like, idiot, I said.
Right. As he's pushing the cart right out of the,
what are you, dumb?
The south entrance.
Homeless.
By the way, guys, I don't think you gave Alamo Art, or the fake Alamo Art, enough credit today for not even having, like, materials prepared. You guys just told him he sounded like him, and he just broke into it.
Yeah, that
was impressive.
I fouled that up. I should have waited until the end of the call to register more info, because that guy sounds exactly like Arthur.
That was wild. It's like he's heard it before.
I think I might be able to do the whole thing word for word.
No, I'm you saying can? Like that guy's heard that he sounds like Elmore.
Hey, Jake.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
I got a great idea. Once we get back to ticket stocking and summer bashing and stuff, let's put that to music, and that'll be your song.
What about right now? You recite it.
Who's your other?
Say you can.
Who's your other favorite white artist? That probably had to be Bruce Springsteen.
Do Alamo Art right now.
No,
you said you could recite it.
We're going to save that.
Well, you don't have to do it in voice, but...
How about you shut up, Corby? I'm trying to make a moment here. It's Tall Boy Friday.
What? It is Tall Boy Friday,
Corby.
We're
slamming beers over here. What are you guys doing at the party?
By the way, Mino.
Look what I picked up. A sixer.
Returns.
Got us a sixer.
Beer Friday returns.
I saw Mino post it, like, why can't we have some beer brought up to us? And I thought, why not stop at the beer store and get him some beer?
There you go, Corby.
The beer store.
What time are the bikini girls?
And the trampolines.
Look.
We've actually converted the ticker booth into the trampoline booth.
Won't Julie be surprised next week?
Well, it's a one-day thing.
It's a new normal.
Any tattoos we should know about?
All right. We'll just turn around and bend over. Okay.
Yeah.
What is that?
Punch me in the stomach.
Slower.
Born on this day, now dead. Rosa Lumpkin. She lived in Georgia.
Rosa Lumpkin.
Have you read any good nonfiction recently?
Lived to be 115 years old. She's so old, she makes it to Born on This Day, Now Dead. Probably did nothing else in that 115 years, though.
Jeez.
Kind of spare.
Huh.
Vince Guaraldi.
Jake's interested, though.
And Gordon
the great
Gould.
Penis.
Gordon Gould, Born on This Day, Now Dead, inventor of the laser, died in 2005.
Including King John or just...
Man, it's been a lot since before you
No,
were
not
born.
The band laser.
Oh.
Oh.
He's discussing. Dead on this day, still dead. Dorothy Dix created the first mental asylums.
I'll bet she did.
How do you get credited with creating that? Like, wasn't there just somebody 1,000 years ago that was
had to
like,
be a first one?
Let's just put all of them in a pin.
Yeah, she's the first one that said lock them up.
Mino's the best.
What an innovator
is he?
2009, Walter Cronkite died at the age of 92. On this day in 1975, the oldest known non-human mammal died.
Tilikum,
78 years old. Modoc the elephant.
Ah.
78.
That's
pretty badass.
Tilly was.
Anyone could know that.
Tilly?
Yeah, you think they had good records of...
That whale that...
Modoc's... You think Bodhi's birthday is not really
is it like
what it is?
We got a dog. We got a dog
what
attack.
What are we doing
killer,
here?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Did he just bite him?
He tried to. I'm sorry. I won't let killer hurt you again. What'd you do? Did
moron
you
dog.
Junior?
He gets skittish.
God.
I can tell.
He's the one that wouldn't let you have the pizza.
Can't that dog... Dan, didn't you tell me that... Didn't you tell me, Dan, that dog could sense mental issues?
Man, come on. In the year of the killer, why don't you just...
Beard.
Why don't you just take your L?
Did it bite your face?
No, it didn't bite me.
A pot cookie and tell it to calm down.
He tried there, didn't he?
He definitely jumped at his face.
Come here, doggy. Oh, God, doggy!
Came over here to snuggle with me now.
Save me.
And died on this day, still dead, Ty. I don't know if this is somebody
must
worth
complete
mentioning.
Broadcast.
Okay.
What's up with this?
Oh, why now the dogs are making out, bro.
Bruiser.
Live action.
Oh,
Bruiser
that is
Brody.
Disgusting.
Great wrestler. Got murdered in Mexico.
What are they doing?
It's because they watch porn up here with Dan.
Dude, they're going at it.
And you're done.
I've never seen two dogs make out before.
I'd appreciate if you give them a little privacy.
Broadcasting live from the TX2 Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound.